This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, August 14th. Well, welcome to the dog days of summer, folks. The market is oscillating, and the reason it's treading water is, well, one, it's the summertime, and volume's naturally low. But another thing is there's going to be quite a few retailers announcing their results this week, and we all want to get a feel for their guidance and just how optimistic or pessimistic they are. Right now, the Atlanta Fed is estimating that the U.S. economy is growing at a 4.1% annual pace this quarter. That is shocking to a lot of people. That's pretty robust growth. Now, I would add that, you know, we are exporting a lot of food and energy, and that really does help narrow that trade deficit and boost GDP growth. But the main thing that's on investors' minds right now before tomorrow's retail sales report, which will be big, by the way. The big thing on everybody's mind are Treasury bond yields. They're very high. They've been high since last Thursday's 30-year bond auction did not go that well. And despite a very weak China, everybody's worried that we're in the midst of demand push inflation. It looks like an inflation might be reigniting on food and energy. Now, energy prices should peak after Labor Day because that's peak crude oil demand. So we'll see if the inventory situation gets any better. It has not been good, just so you know, inventories have been depleted. That's why the refiners have done so well. But the food crisis is going to become real. Not so much in America because we're so big and independent. But there's been a lot of droughts that are hurting the production of wheat, corn, and soybean. You know, Russia has been firing warning shots on big cargo ships that in and around Ukraine. So, the real poor part of the world that depended upon that Ukrainian wheat and corn and other products might be suffering. In the meantime, Ukraine's allies have not wanted to use their wheat, especially their neighbors like Poland. So there seems to be a lot of issues. Another embarrassing thing that's going on is some of the Ukrainian military chiefs have been buying villas and fancy sports cars in Spain. And the question is, where did that money come from? And President Zelensky is basically insinuating that they were getting paid to not let some people go in the military. And but, you know, there's a lingering fear that that money could have come from some of the aid money. So, it's crucial that the world resolve this conflict sooner than later. Everybody's a loser. It'll be interesting to see if we make any progress on that front. In the meantime, the Biden administration wants another $20 billion for Ukraine. Obviously, some people probably think that $20 billion should go to Maui, you know, because they've been devastated. It's just horrific what's happened there, and they're still finding people that died, and there's obviously hundreds of people missing. So, the presidential candidate that suggests maybe we should, help Maui is and maybe divert some funds from somewhere else, might become the next president. Politically, the world is an interesting place. A libertarian candidate won the primary elections in Argentina. The presidential elections have been on October 22nd. This candidate wants to basically tie the Argentine economy to the U.S. dollar and basically end their 20-year economic crisis. And Argentina's really hurt itself by, you know, putting price fixes on a lot of commodities and things like that and restricting exports and things like that. So there's a lot of things going on out there, okay? In the meantime, it's all going to be about retail sales reports this week. We're all going to keep watching Treasury yields because, again, they are very high. They're not helping the auto industry. They certainly don't help the home industry. You might know that in Southern California, especially around Los Angeles, home sales are suffering because of new taxes. You know, this is unique to LA. over 4% over homes above 5 million, and then I think it's 5.5% for homes above 10 million. But you know, those taxes are to help the homeless situation and things, and but it really has curtailed home sales, so that's very tragic. That doesn't affect San Diego and a lot of other very popular areas in Southern Cal, but you know, we got high interest rates right now, and that doesn't help anything that's interest rate sensitive. So it's a fascinating time. We're going to have Jackson Hole later in the month. That's where central bankers from all around the world come and speak. It'll be very interesting to see their take. There is a growing rumbling that inflation is reigniting, especially in food and energy. But we'll see. So in the meantime, it's every stock for itself. And you'll see that when these retailers announce this week and provide guidance. And hopefully we'll get evidence that the U.S. consumer is spending a lot of money. And that evidence will commence tomorrow in the July retail sales report. So hang in there, folks. I think if you sell stocks, you sell them on upticks. If you buy stocks, you buy them on a pullback. We're going to be in an oscillating market here for a while. And this is what happens this time of year. There's the volume's light, and markets tend to just kind of meander sideways for a bit until there's more decisive news. So that's it. So we can have later. I'll update the podcast tomorrow after the retail sales report. Take care, everybody.